Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I have a question for you. How stylish are you? Do you care about the latest fashions? Is there a right or wrong way to dress? When you go down to Dongchi, do you have to dress your best so that you look like you are trendy? Or are you okay just wearing comfortable clothes? The title of our lesson today is Living the Stylish Life. Now, some people love being stylish, and some people love being trendy. But what's the difference? That is the question. Let's find out.
Living the stylish life. Stylish or trendy? At what cost? I can hear my best friend's words ringing in my ears. Let's go to the mall. Clothes shopping is one of our favorite activities to do together. We both love to find great deals on cute clothes. However, we have very different tastes when it comes to what we wear. I enjoy outfits that are simple yet stylish. I also prefer garments that never go out of fashion.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 trendy 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 trend, 趋势或趋向这个名词。所以 trendy 是指时髦的、时尚的或者是赶时髦的。例如 even though Richard is over 50, he's still very trendy. 虽然 Richard 已经年过50,但是打扮还是很时髦。或者是 Vivian loves to go to trendy cafes on weekends. Vivian 周末喜欢去一些很时尚的咖啡厅。或者是 trendy teens spend a fortune buying new outfits. 这些赶时髦的青少年花很多钱买新的装扮。接下来我们看 garment 这个名词。Garment 是指衣服，例如 I bought this garment from an online shopping website. 我这件衣服是在一个购物网站上买的。或者是 The garment is made of silk, so it's dry clean only. 这件衣服是丝质的，所以只能够干洗。Garment 和 clothes, C-L-O-T-H-E-S 都是指衣服，但是 garment 可以指单件的衣服，但是 clothes 一定是复数型的。例如 Ted wears formal clothes to work every day. Ted 每天上班都穿很正式的服装。
That's right, we're living the stylish life. Rebecca, you're pretty stylish most of the time. I like the clothes that you wear.
Well, thank you. I consider myself somewhat of a stylish person, I guess you can say.
Yeah, I mean, especially in the winter. That's a nice scarf you have on.
Well, thank you.
And that's a sweater, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a nice little sweater. Keeps me warm during the cold months.
Yeah, so how important do you think that style or fashion is?
How important do I think it is?
Yeah.
Well, I think that it's important to dress in style. I like to wear clothes that are a little bit more trendy. I don't like to wear clothes that you would have worn maybe 20 or 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to wear stuff that's in style.
Sure. But how much would you spend like a whole lot of money on really expensive clothes just to stay trendy or in style?
That's a great question, Gabe. Actually, I think that you can find really good deals for a good price. I don't think you necessarily have to spend a whole lot of money to keep up with the times or to buy trendy clothes.
Right. But, okay, well, I guess a lot of people feel differently about wearing stylish clothes or always making sure that they are wearing trendy things. But that is kind of what our lesson is about, right? Next to the title, we see stylish or trendy, at what cost? So our author, it seems like she really enjoys shopping.
Yes, it does seem like she enjoys shopping. Well, at least her friend enjoys shopping. Because in our lesson we read, I can hear my best friend's words ringing in my ears. Let's go to the mall.
Let's go to the mall.
And yes.
And what can you buy at a mall? Well, of course, clothes is something you can buy. Clothes shopping is one of our favorite activities to do together. We both love to find great deals on cute clothes.
And I just like that phrase, to find great deals. Of course, growing up, that was my family's philosophy. You never paid full price for an outfit or for a shirt. You look for the good deals, and guess what? We would find great deals.
Well, let's talk about that phrase. If you're finding a great deal or finding a good deal, that means you're looking for great things at a cheaper price. So perhaps waiting for something to go on sale or waiting for there to be a discount of some kind.
That's right, and you can find great deals on so many different things, whether it be clothes, cars, or television, cell phones. But you know, back in the States, mm-hmm. we have these things called garage sales.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know garage sales?
Mm-hmm.
That's where people sell nice, you know, their used items. And so we used to go around looking at these garage sales, and we'd find some pretty good deals.
I think garage sales or yard sales are amazing, and I wish that people did them more here in Taipei, because, you know, a lot of people have things they don't want to just throw away, but they're wonderful things. You could probably sell them and get some money for them, and the people buying don't have to pay too much, right? So that's why garage sales or yard sales are great, great place to find good deals.
Exactly. But back to our lesson, we're talking about going clothes shopping, and our author and her friend, they both enjoy going clothes shopping together. However, we read, we have very different tastes when it comes to what we wear.
Okay. So they have different tastes. They enjoy different things when it comes to what they wear. So when it comes to, this is when you're considering something specific. Okay, so like what to wear. When you're considering this, when it comes to this.
For example, or here's another way to use the phrase when it comes to. When it comes to vacation, everyone has a different idea as to what to do. Mm-hmm. Some people enjoy being really busy. Other people enjoy just relaxing on the beach.
That's true. My family often gets into little arguments when we go on family vacation because some of us just want to relax and sleep in a little more, and the others are saying, no, 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 let's get up early and go do something exciting.
That sounds like my family. When you have all those different personalities coming together, yes, there's bound to be disagreements at times.
Mm-hmm. So Carolyn and her friend agree on a lot of things, right? But they have different tastes when it comes to what to wear. She says, I enjoy outfits that are simple yet stylish. Simple yet stylish. Okay, so not too flashy or fancy, probably not too expensive, but she does value style.
And she probably would prefer not to wear outfits that have a lot of sparkles on them,
right,
and a lot of glitter, because that's not really simple. It's a little bit more...
We might use the word gaudy, right?
Gaudy is an excellent word.
Yeah, if it's too flashy, too many sparkles. But what does she like, or how does she continue?
She says, I also prefer garments that never go out of fashion. Now let's talk about that phrase, to go out of fashion. What does that mean?
Yeah, if something goes out of fashion or it goes out of style, it means it becomes unstylish or unpopular. Not a lot of people like it anymore, or not a lot of people wear it anymore.
For example, at one point in time, plaid was really, really popular, and then it kind of went out of fashion, and it was replaced with something else. That tends to happen with certain styles of clothing. They're popular, then they go out of fashion.
And that's normal. That happens all the time, right? Because things change, the world changes around us. But speaking of fashion, is there a difference between the word fashion and fashionable? How should we use these words? Let's find out in
the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Most of us know the word fashion, but today we'd like to direct your attention to the word fashionable, which is the adjective form of fashion.
Now, since fashionable is an adjective, we should use it to describe someone who conforms to fashion. For example, Jenny looks very fashionable today. Do not say, Jenny is very fashion today.
No, that would be wrong. Another way to express this is by using the adverb fashionably. Jenny is fashionably dressed today.
Okay, another word that is often misused by English learners is social, which is an adjective.
That's right. Since social is an adjective, we cannot say Jenny likes to social. We would have to use its verb form, socialize. Jenny likes to socialize.
Now, Carolyn just said social is an adjective, so we could say Jenny is very social. But there is a better word we can use. Remember the word we mentioned earlier, fashionable? How about sociable?
Good word! If Jenny is someone who is friendly and outgoing, you can say Jenny is very sociable.
很多人讲中文话里常常会夹带一些英文字，比如说你的发型好 fashion 哦，或是他很会 social， 昨天吃晚餐时他一直在 social。 其实这些讲法都错。首先我们来看 fashion。 fashion 是名词，它的形容词是 fashionable，意思是时髦的，符合时尚的。因此正确的讲法应该是 Your hairstyle is so fashionable. 你的发型好 fashionable, 好时髦哦。Social 是形容词，如果你说某人很会 social 就错了，这里应该用动词 socialize. She likes to socialize. 另一个选择是用 sociable 这个形容词，She is very sociable. 她是个喜欢交际的人。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次跟你专见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Well, hello again. You know, everyone likes to find good deals on the things that they buy, right? It's nice to buy clothes that...can stay in style for a long time. Clothes that don't go out of fashion. What kind of outfits do you like to buy? Do you buy garments that you can wear for a while, or that will go out of style next week or next month? Well, friends, we are learning about what it means to be stylish and trendy. What is the difference between those two words? I believe we're going to find out in this next section.
Living the stylish life. My best friend is the exact opposite. For her, nothing is more important than being trendy. She always impresses me with her new and modern outfits. Her desire to keep up with the latest fashion trends can be clearly seen from her ever-expanding wardrobe. When I think about our fashion choices,I can't help but wonder, is it better to be stylish or trendy? If I want to be stylish, I need to take into account clothing styles that look good on me but aren't outdated. If I want to be trendy, I need to shop for the latest fashion trends each season.
OK, 继续我们看 wardrobe 这个名词。Wardrobe 原本是指衣橱或衣柜。例如 Samantha has two big built-in wardrobes in her bedroom. Samantha 的卧室有两个很大的砍入式的衣柜。Wardrobe 在今天的课文是指一个人的所有衣服或行头。例如 Stuart's entire wardrobe is black. Stuart 所有的行头都是黑色的。或者是 That expensive dress costs more than my entire wardrobe.那件昂贵的洋装比我所有的衣服加起来都还要贵。所以我们看 take into account 这个成语， account 这个名词在这里不是指账户，是指考量。所以 take into account 是指注意某个人事物，或者是把它列成考量的范围。后面可以加上名词或者是名词片语，例如 when deciding whether to invest in this project, you need to take into account the risks.当你决定要不要投资这个项目时，需要考虑到风险，或者是 take into account how it will impact your life when you want to change jobs. 当你要换工作时，要考量这对你的生活会造成什么样的影响。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay, so earlier we learned that the author Carolyn likes being stylish and that she prefers garments that never go out of fashion. But we read here, my best friend is the exact opposite. How? For her, nothing is more important than being trendy. And later on, we will talk about the difference between being stylish and trendy.
And we continue on. She always impresses me with her new and modern outfits. Her desire to keep up with the latest fashion trends can be clearly seen from her ever-expanding wardrobe. Now let's take a look at this phrase, to keep up with.
That's right. If you're keeping up with something, that means you're making progress at the same rate or at the same speed as the world around you.
For example, when I hear this phrase, of course I think about technology and how a lot of young people these days like to keep up with the newest phones. Mm-hmm. So it seems like they're frequently getting rid of their old phones just to buy a new phone shortly after.
And it sounds like Carolyn's friend is similar, right? Her desire is to keep up with the latest fashion trends, and this can be seen from her ever-expanding wardrobe. Ever-expanding, this is kind of an adjective, okay? An ever-expanding wardrobe. You use this phrase, ever-something, to describe something that becomes more and more whatever adjective that is.
For example, Jenny loves people so much. Mm-hmm. And this is very obvious from her ever-growing Facebook friend list. It seems like her Facebook friend list is always growing.
That's right. It's ever-growing, right? Mm-hmm. So think of another word you can use in that place. Ever-expanding wardrobe. Now, a wardrobe could refer to two different things. It could refer to the clothes that you keep in your closet, or it could also refer to the closet itself. Here is a wardrobe made of wood, and this is someone's wardrobe inside.
And I love how they keep everything so nicely organized in their wardrobe. Well, let's continue on here. When I think about our fashion preferences, I can't help but wonder, is it better to be stylish or trendy?
And before we take a look at the differences in those words, I can't help but wonder. That phrase we use when you want to express that you naturally want to do something. So this person naturally wants to wonder about this question.
For example, I can't help but think that Jordan is way too busy. He never has time for me anymore.
All right, think of another way to use that phrase. Now let's talk about these words, stylish and trendy. If I want to be stylish, I need to take into account clothing styles that look good on me but aren't outdated. But what about trendy?
If I want to be trendy, I need to shop for the latest fashion trends each season. So those are different things to take into consideration.
So what kind of clothes is Carolyn going to get next?
Who knows?
Hello and welcome to Who Knows? We are so glad you could join us and we are very happy to welcome our guests to the show. With us today we have Gerard. I hope I said it right. Gerard is one of the hottest names in the fashion industry. Welcome.
Hello, pleasure.
And playing against Gerard is Sonia, a working mom. Welcome, Sonia.
That's right. I am hard working. No work, no pay. I want to say hello to my kids. Hello, Washington. Hello, Jobs.
Oh, Washington and Jobs. Interesting names you have for your children.
I think I would hide if I had one of those names.
I named them after famous, successful people. George Washington, the first president of the United States. Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple. Innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower.
Thank you, Sonia. However, let's save the Steve Jobs quotes for after the game.
Oh, yes. Okay.
If I could redesign Washington's hairstyle...
Okay, all right, okay. We are ready for the first question on today's lesson. So here it is. Number one, what is one of the author's favorite things to do? Yes.
If the author is a student, then the answer is study, study, study.
Right. Well, the author is not a student, and that's not one of the options. Here are the options. A, eating. B, swimming. C, shopping. Or D, cycling. Yes, Gerard?
C, shopping.
Gerard, you are exactly correct. Okay, number two.
How is that an answer?
Oh, that is the answer.
Shopping, but you just spend money.
It's okay. Let's see if you can get this next one, Sonia. Number two, how does the author describe her style? A, simple. B, expensive. C, trendy. Or D, outdated? Yes, Gerard?
Trendy.
Ah, trendy. Very good guess. I know you are very trendy.
That's right.
However, our author says something different. Yes, Sonia?
I say simple.
Well, that was a very simple answer. And you are correct.
Oh.
Great. 1 point each. Number three. Now, this question doesn't have a real right or wrong answer. Whoever has the best answer will get the point. So, what would your ideal wardrobe include? Yes, Sonia, you seemed a little hesitant there, but I believe you have an answer.
Yes. My wardrobe is just whatever is on sale, whatever I can find that is the cheapest.
Oh, wow.
Ugh.
Gerard, do you have an opinion on this?
When it comes to fashion, there is always a right and wrong.
Are you sure? Because, you know, I just go by
the sale. Do I look like I'm sure? Come on.
You guys, that was excellent. I loved both of those answers. And just for coming on today's show, here's your prize for both of you. Some spending cash for you to go on a shopping spree.
Look, Sonia, I can give you a few tips backstage, and we'll go shopping, and I'll teach you how to spend that money. Don't worry.
Give her those tips in a minute. Right now it's time for us to say goodbye. We'll see you next time here on Who Knows?
So, Gabe, do you prefer to be stylish or trendy?
Based on the definitions our article gave, you know, I think I'm okay being stylish. I don't buy new clothes that often.
Yes, I just might agree with you on that one. Well, friends, what about you? Do you prefer to be stylish or trendy? Talk about that with your friends, and make sure to join us tomorrow as we continue talking about
stylish
clothes
right here on
Studio Classroom. At all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.